Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my soulmate and minister of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and Erev Tov to all. Let's give thanks for our salvation, especially now in these turbulent times.
Abba, Father, our great King of the universe, we honor you alone and thank you for the greatest gift of all, our salvation, which we cling to and hold tightly, knowing no man can snatch it from your righteous, snatches from our righteous right hand. We continue to pray for the Israeli soldiers, the hostages, the innocent victims, and for those having lost family members. May they find you, their real Messiah, during their days of anguish. May Israel's enemies be scattered and destroyed. We lift up to you tonight's listeners who need a healing and the salvation of all our loved ones. In Yeshua's name, amen.
And amen.
Whoa, let's begin tonight by bringing a smile to our faces.
I think that's a good idea. Even though we seldom take time to talk about sports, we'll make an exception. You know, it's often said that God works in mysterious ways, and the righteous ultimately will prevail. Well, you might already know the Texas Rangers finally, after 52 years, won the World Series. And we're mentioning this triumph because they were the only team in the MLB to resist hosting any Pride Night.
Nor do they sell any Pride merchandise.
Right, as all the other teams do.
Looks like God showed them favor.
And that makes me smile. Also, it was good to hear that Iranians who had left Iran formed communities in many places, as in London, Belgium, and other countries too, who are actually doing rallies supporting Israel.
They're chanting to keep going and get all the Hamas.
That's really nice, since Iran's government is the main supporter of Hamas and Hezbollah and others. By the way, the Iranians tried an uprising last year but were quickly shut down. And also, some Palestinians as well are speaking out against Hamas, and that the anti-Semitic protests are actually hurting those chances. Oh, may God give them visions of truth. You know, like it says in Joel 2, and I say that, for I have heard of testimonies of them seeing Jesus in their dreams. Oh, we are so very close to his return.
And it's very obvious to most of us.
Mm-hmm. So, Israel has seen a month of war that began October 7th. They have lost about 348 soldiers and many wounded, but their resolve remains strong. Especially today, as we saw, they bombarded Gaza City with troops and tanks and by air. They are determined to get rid of Hamas.
And the clashes up north are picking up with Hezbollah.
Yes, and limited attacks have come from the West Bank. Some Hamas are over there, too.
And explain why they call it the West Bank when it's on the east side of Israel.
Well, it's just because actually it's the western side of the Jordan River.
But should be called Judea and Samaria.
Oh, I know. That's its biblical name. And some good news, about 300 Americans were able to leave Gaza through Egypt's border. And these were not any hostages. And there are still more Americans remaining and hope to get out soon. Also, Iran has attacked our U.S. assets in Syria and Iraq about 38 times so far, just 10 just from last Thursday, being careful not to kill any of our soldiers.
You know, we've only responded once.
Right. Also, careful not to kill any of their soldiers. And what is also very troubling is the anti-Semitism continues to grow, with thousands protesting there. Here, it's actually global. And even a Jewish man was killed during a protest in California on Sunday.
Yeah, I tell you, this is so disgusting to watch.
But as we said last week, God will use this to return the Jews to their homeland, as Scripture declares.
Ezekiel 36:24.
You know, why don't you read that again?
For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your land.
He said it, and he will do it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, America watches a travesty of justice being done to President Trump in court again this week. He was denied a jury trial with a judge who was definitely anti-Trump, big time.
You know, it makes people want to support him all the more.
And we should. However, Scripture reveals that prior to Jesus' second coming to earth, evil will get worse and maybe win some battles before Jesus wins the war.
So, will evil prevail and stop Trump?
Only God knows.
All right, then. You can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate this type of teaching, we could easily use a love offering right now to help with our expenses and to keep us on the air. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministry.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, tonight we should look at Isaiah 5, since we are now being bathed in anti-Semitism, hate, immorality, and unrighteousness.
And many addictive behaviors.
Yeah. Isaiah really paints a somber picture of a society steeped in sin.
Well, like in today's America.
And the world, really. And he also portrays a God committed to justice and righteousness and underscores the importance of societal and personal morality, which serves as a stark reminder of the disastrous consequences of straying from God's path.
Amen.
And understanding God's unwavering commitment to righteousness should encourage and motivate us to live justly and humbly, especially in these end days as darkness increases. With that said, we cannot stay motivated if we're not in His Word.
That is a huge problem for Christians today.
Extremely. Okay, so in the first 7 verses of chapter 5, Isaiah begins with a song about his beloved vineyard, which he tells us in verse 7 is symbolic of Israel, which despite being meticulously tended, the vineyard only produced bad fruit, which throughout history and still today represents Israel's spiritual decline and the refusal to bear the fruit of righteousness despite God's abundant blessings and care. Most Jews, except the Orthodox, are secular, celebrating sodomy, and they're okay with abortion.
Again, like America.
Yep, just like America. Let's read those 7 verses about his vineyard, Israel, that will include Jerusalem.
Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stone and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst,
as in a watchtower,
and also made a wine press in it, so he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes.
Now God next speaks through Isaiah.
And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge please between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes?
And now comes words of judgment. Verse 5.
And now, please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall.
Yes, they had a wall to protect from invaders.
And it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they not rain, no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant.
That would be the fig tree.
He looked for justice, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry for help.
Yes, a cry would come. When about 8 years after Isaiah prophesied this, northern Israel and the 10 tribes were attacked and taken captive by Assyria in 732 BC. But even though Judah knew what happened to northern Israel, about 200 years after that, Judah also did their own thing. Therefore, as prophesied by Jeremiah and others, Jerusalem too was judged and taken captive into Babylon for 70 years, till the Medes and Persians took over, who released them, but many decided to stay. Then came Alexander the Great, who conquered the entire empire.
And was responsible for the Greek language.
Yeah, which was soon spoken almost everywhere. When he died at age 33 of a broken heart, because he couldn't take China too, which made him to start drinking heavily. Then when he died, they split the entire empire amongst four of Alexander's generals. And one was from the Seleucid dynasty, and his fourth of the area included Israel, and whose future descendant was Antiochus Epiphanes, and as you know, grievously ruled over Israel until the Maccabees came, who were victorious over his army.
Of course, the Feast of Hanukkah came from that victory.
Which we will be talking about in detail in 2 weeks before we take our holiday break.
So, then Rome took over.
Yes, and 38 years after Jesus' ascension, the Roman army overtook Jerusalem and burned down their temple in 70 AD, when many were scattered to other countries.
Although a remnant always remained.
Yeah. Then came the Holocaust, which made it possible to regain their homeland, but they had to fight to keep it. Like in 1948, and again in 67, when they also regained Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, and Gaza. And then another victorious war in 1973, which began at Yom Kippur. Of course, many more smaller battles have always occurred. But even though, and in kindness, in 2005, Prime Minister Sharon gave Gaza to the Palestinians, and Sharon suffered great judgment from God for that. And now, marking 50 years after the Yom Kippur War, on October 7th, the horrendous massacre of 1,400 Jews.
And the kidnapping of 240 as hostages.
Mm-hmm. So we see some fulfillments of Isaiah's first 7 verses. And the rest of the chapter as well details 6 woes pronounced upon the people of Israel.
But America should take heed as well.
Well, absolutely. For there are consequences for greed, decadence, arrogance, injustice, moral perversion, and denial of God's creation and his works. The woes illustrate God's profound dissatisfaction with their conduct and attitudes, and demonstrate the divine judgment that awaits if they persist in their ways. Isaiah also prophesies about foreign nations used as an instrument of God's judgment, which comes swiftly and devours the land. And that has happened before. So again, Isaiah 5 provides a haunting depiction of God's judgment on his own vineyard, Israel. Isaiah uses the metaphor of a vineyard expected to produce good fruit, as we too, as grafted in Christians, are expected to produce good fruit. In chapter 5, Isaiah uncovers the gravity of disobedience, the dire consequences of societal corruption, and God's unyielding pursuit of justice, which in reality not only speaks to Israel and America, but to the whole world, actually, which is why I chose to read it tonight. And this is why judgment is coming to the whole earth, where no nation will be spared. Let's read verse 8.
Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field, till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land.
Which gives more time for people to think, pray, and reflect. And you have less gossiping, too. Verse 9.
In my hearing, the Lord of hosts said, truly, many houses shall be desolate, great and beautiful ones without inhabitants. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield one ephah.
Or ephah. We're talking about only a few bushels here, telling us famine will be part of the judgment, as we also read in Revelation chapter 6. Okay, another woe, verse 11.
Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them. The harp and the string, the tambourine and flute, and wine are in their feast, but they do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hands.
Their priorities are wrong. It's plain and simple. Verse 13.
Therefore, my people have gone into captivity.
Now, this is probably the Babylon captivities being referred here.
Because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, Sheol has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure.
Now, some say Sheol is just the grave, while others insist it's hell. Because of this context, it's probably hell.
Their glory and their multitude and their group, and he who is jubilant,
meaning prideful in their sins,
shall descend into it. People shall be brought down. Each man shall be humbled. And the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God, who is holy, shall be hallowed in righteousness. Then the lambs,
also referring to the righteous,
shall feed in their pasture, and in waste places of the fat ones, strangers shall eat.
Their habitations would become pastures for animals, and the fat ones, as in fat cats, or the rich ones' land will go to strangers. Now, these next verses really speaks, in my mind, to America today, because they parade their sin. But then again, so did Israel. Everything is just upside down. To read verse 18.
Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if with a cart rope, that say, let him,
speaking of God,
make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it.
In other words, let God show himself for us to believe. Well, will they believe when God's great and final judgment begins? Let's read verse 20.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight.
And that's really prevalent today. A lot of pride. Anyways, we have still more woes. Let's continue in verse 22.
Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man.
That's so major today. Verse 24.
Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be its rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore the anger of the Lord is aroused against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and stricken them, and the hills trembled. Their carcasses were as refuse in the midst of the streets.
Now, much of this language has the tone of the tribulation. And in fact, he confirms that in his last verse, but let's finish verse 25 first.
For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
In other words, God is still in judgment mode here. Verse 26.
He will lift up a banner to the nation from afar.
This is a call to their enemies.
And will whistle to them from the end of the earth. Surely they shall come with speed swiftly. No one will be weary or stumble among them. No one will slumber or sleep, nor will the belt on their loins be loosed, nor the strap of their sandals be broken, whose arrows are sharp.
Again, this is God having the enemy do his bidding as part of his wrath. Continue.
And all their bows bent, their horses' hooves will seem like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring will be like a lion. They will roar like young lions. Yes, they will roar and lay hold of the prey. They will carry it away safely, and no one will deliver. In that day, they will roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks to the land, behold, darkness and sorrow. And the light is darkened by the clouds.
That is the wrath of God. Although similar to previous judgments, you know, as from Assyria, Babylon, and the Romans, this will happen again, but this time on a larger world scale. And again, that's during this soon coming tribulation. But let me tell you, if you know Jesus on a personal basis, you will depart the earth and then return with the light of the world, our King, to rule and reign with Yeshua. No more suffering, no more tears, just gladness. And that, saints, is worth anxiously waiting for. So, let me ask you, do you want to escape his wrath? Just say yes. Believe on him and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Repent and let the word of God cleanse you and heal you of all your sins. Are you desiring a new life? Tired of the old one? You really can start over and be born again. Meet new people, get new friends. He's knocking on your heart. Just open the door, and he will be glad to come in with you and dine with you. If you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll do that tomorrow, it will just get more difficult. Soon the knocking will become less and less. Don't let the devil deceive you. Now is that time for full redemption. And that, my friend, brings joy, unspeakable joy. I want to leave you with the Lord's blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That very good, special shalom peace. And that's out of number 6. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. I promise, and in ways you might not even know. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. So till next time, be sure to tell someone about Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.